What I hope you see is when Satan here is being identified as wanting to be like God, when you understand this twofold aspect of these powers of Bible prophecy, Satan did not simply want to be the leader of the church of all of creation. He also wanted to be the leader of the government of all creation. He wanted to be like God, both in God's religious aspect and in his ruling aspect. And in certain passages in prophecy, you'll see these different powers, but they're being identified as in the terms of what they're doing politically at the end of the world, or maybe over here, what they're doing spiritually at the end of the world. And if you do not look for those distinctions, you miss some of the finer detail. But in any case, when Satan wanted to be like God, he did not simply desire the worship of creation. He wanted to be their ruler. And we're going to see this as we go on down through this study. Now, the next quote is where everyone here may have recognized this before and understand it, but I need to emphasize it because in my mind this is an important point. This is where this study starts taking on some significance. The Great Controversy, page 50. This compromise between paganism and Christianity resulted in the development of the man of sin foretold in prophecy as opposing and exalting himself above God. That gigantic system of false religion is a masterpiece of Satan's power, a monument of his efforts to seat himself upon the throne to rule the earth according to his will. Now you can read that and not think about what you read. But if you go back and you listen closely to what's recorded there, she says that gigantic system of false religion, and it is specifically identified in this passage, she's talking about Roman Catholicism. So let's put that in there. Roman Catholicism is a masterpiece of Satan. He designed it. He built it. And then she tells us what he built it for. It's a monument of his efforts to seat himself upon the throne of the earth. Now, if you take that at face value, that's what it means. It means that Satan has built that religious system to give him a throne for the time when he is going to rule planet Earth. And brothers and sisters, I hope everyone in this room is awake to the truth that we are all young enough to live at that time period when Satan himself, in person, is going to rule the earth. That's Bible prophecy. And that's alarming if you're not understanding that, because you're not going to be ready. Next quote, Review and Herald, August 22nd, 1893. The whole world is to be stirred with enmity against Seventh-day Adventists because they will not yield homage to the papacy by honoring Sunday.